Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Ernie and his partner. Ernie has a history of renal cancer. He sees me with a cold.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Ah, good morning.
Hi, Ernie, nice to see you.
Good.
Hello, all right.
I'm well, thank you.
Well, I've had a bit of a cough and a sore throat.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. It's not very nice, like.
Been coughing, like a lot of phlegm up as well. But
there hasn't been any
weeks ago as well.
Okay.
There hasn't been any phlegm coming up. It's just like a thick liquid, you know, like a thick like slime, you know.
Okay. What colour is that slime?
Just like white.
Just white.
Just like clear.
Clear. Okay. Okay.
There hasn't been a lot, you know. There hasn't been a lot.
Sure. Okay. So mostly about this sore throat and the cough. Was there anything else that you were hoping that we would address today?
No, that's about it, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a cough.
Just saying, he's always getting a lot of coughs, Dr. Birrell.
Okay.
Like, not all the time, not like, but I don't know.
Like when I start coughing, I feel as if I can't stop.
Got you.
You know, just keep.
Got you. And this started what day?
Well, like the weekend.
This weekend, just, yeah. When you say that you're getting a lot of these, how often are you getting them?
An hour or so, would you say?
No, how often are you getting that? You're getting these coughs quite often.
Oh, the coughing, it's often like it just comes on and...
Every year, every month, every week?
Oh,
maybe every month,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a few weeks ago when you had that ear infection, but you were coughing as well then, weren't you?
Right.
You got medication.
Yeah. I had a slight ear infection.
How's your ear now?
Good, all right. Okay. Seems all right.
Have you ever had any nasty chest infections or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. Were you worried about anything in particular with this, apart from the fact that you seem to be having them a little bit more often?
No.
Not really?
Not worried about nothing, no.
Was there anything in particular that you were wanting me to do about your symptoms today?
Not really, just check it.
Check you over.
Just see if it'll go away, you know.
You've been in contact with anybody that might have given you something that you were worried about?
No.
Not really?
No.
Okay. So your general...
The only thing I'm worried about is when he had the cancer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they said it was aggressive, which he's fine, he's had tests done this year.
Yeah.
But you're just in the back of my mind, and when you see it on the telly,
got you.
It does worry you.
Particularly thinking about that, can I check, how's your breathing?
Oh, all right, seems to be all right.
And how's your weight?
It seems to be about normal, all right.
So you're not out of breath, no pain in your chest, and you're eating okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no lumps or bumps that you found anywhere at all?
No, what?
No.
No lumps or bumps?
No lumps or bumps.
No.
Are you prone to sweats or fevers or anything like that?
No.
Have you been hot with this? Not particularly.
No.
Just the cough, really, isn't it? So, provided we could put your wife's concerns to rest to say that there's nothing that suggests this has anything to do with the cancer coming back, you would be a happy man. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that the fact that you're having colds every month doesn't suggest anything going on with the cancer.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Things at home okay?
Yeah.
Fine.
You don't smoke, do you?
No.
You're not a big drinker, to the best
no,
of my knowledge.
Very rare.
And you don't have any bad habits that I need to know about?
No.
Substances, snuffs or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are you exposed to any dusts or powders in your hobbies or habits?
Maybe it's a bit of sawdust now and again. You know, they go for sand.
Yeah, what do you do? You do quite a bit of sanding.
I was making a little thing the other day where I had a bit of sandpaper, you know, on the machine.
Okay.
The dust on.
So you got a turning...
Turning
A wood
sanding.
Turning stuff, okay. Does that seem to trigger your symptoms with your nose usually?
Not
normally. And no bleeding from your nostril or anything like that?
Just...
Fine.
It was just a little bit, not...
Okay.
Just now and again, I just.
And from my point of view, you're due for what's called a medication review, and that all I need to do is to check that the medications that you're on are the right for you, and you know what they're for, and that we're up to date with all the tests that we would normally do for you. So, have we done your blood pressure recently?
Yes, I had that done. It would be about a fortnight, 3 weeks ago.
And that looked good.
Yeah.
131, yes, that's lovely.
I've got to make an appointment near September.
I stuck some blood.
Yeah.
Because the one for diabetes was a bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. So we're keeping an eye on your diabetes numbers, but you're not diabetic.
No.
Your blood sugar was, your average blood sugar was 43, which is not perfect, but it doesn't suggest diabetes. Mm-hmm. But if we can help you keep your weight under check, that'll protect you from diabetes. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. So also your kidneys, there's just a bit of wear and tear of your kidneys, but that's very stable. And that's what we would expect because you had an operation, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you had one kidney taken away. Mm-hmm. But since then, it's been very stable over the course of the last few years. And I'm very happy with the way your kidneys are progressing. Great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Slip your jacket off. I'm going to have a look at your throat, your nose and your chest. And also check your temperature. So anything else that I need to help you with today?
No, that'd be fine. That should be
good. Turn them round.
Do you want this?
I'm going to lift it up at the back, so if you don't need to take it off, that's fine. So your temperature's normal.
Mm-hmm.
You're not out of breath.
Sometimes he seems a bit wheezy, he can't hear it, but...
Okay. All right. Breathe away through your mouth. And again. Fabulous. I'm just checking in your neck for lumps and bumps, and I can't feel any. I'm also having a feel in your tummy to make sure you've got no unusual lumps and bumps there, and your groins, you've got none there. That's reassuring. Take a seat. I'm just going to have a look in your throat. Open your mouth. Wide open. Breathe in. Perfect. Relax. Looking up your nose. Sniff. Sniff. No polyps up your nostrils. They look healthy and normal. There's no pain in your face and your teeth are okay. Great. Your temperature's normal. I think you've got a cold. Why are you getting a cold every month? Well, I don't think it's linked to the sawdust. Probably not from what you've told me so far.
He doesn't do a lot of working now.
Yeah.
Because he's got a boat and he's there every day, sitting relaxing.
Got you. Well, I don't think I'm worried about the cancer under these circumstances. No. What would suggest cancer to me potentially is, if you're coughing up blood or losing weight, and also if you're breathless, and I find things on the lungs, but your lungs sound fine and healthy and normal. The symptoms that you're describing of picking up a cold every month doesn't sound particularly unusual to me, providing you're well with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we need to do anything special for the cold, I don't think. But if you want to take something symptomatically for your sore throat, that's fine by me. If you've got a really bad sore throat and you've got pus there and you've got a high temperature, we'll have a look at that for you. But I think probably let's just... I would expect that to settle over the course of the next week or two. Some colds, the cough will carry on for 2 or 3 weeks, and that's normal. Questions?
Just feel more.
Yeah.
Like relieved, really.
So you know what you're looking out for that would suggest a problem. Ooh. I don't think we even need to do a chest X-ray. Sorry.
When it started a few days ago, it was just like mild, and I thought, it'll be a weird tomorrow. But when the mother came, it seemed to get worse just for a day or two.
Yeah.
I would say, isn't it?
Yesterday was the
last 2 days has been...
Well, if you're really unwell with pain in your face and a high temperature, come back. But otherwise, most of these will just settle of their own accord just with symptomatic treatment. Okay.
Right, that's fine.
So just...
I suspect it will probably improve over the course of the next couple of weeks. All right. Mm-hmm. Happy to see you if you're worried.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.